Ukraine security issue.
On the 6th of April, the 42nd day of Russia's war against Ukraine, Russia continued to bomb and shell peaceful Ukrainian cities. Shells and missiles continued to hit apartment blocks and private houses, schools and kindergartens, hospitals and marketplaces. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported air raids on industrial and infrastructure facilities in the Dnipropetrovsk region. Also, according to the report, several Russian missiles were destroyed by the Ukrainian air defense while approaching Lviv. Fierce fighting continued in the Kharkiv, Zaporizhia and Kherson regions. The Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, has obtained the Russian army maps and other classified documents that reveal plans to seize the entire Donbas. According to SBU spokesman Artem Dekhtyarenko, the maps and documents were found when Ukrainian defenders eliminated one of the attacking Russian military units. The documents indicate that Russia sends inexperienced cadets to fight in Ukraine.
Як виявилось, путінський режим відправив на війну в Україну курсантів, учнів Московського вищого військового командного училища. Їх не просто відправили, а оформили це як стажування. Не допоміг вижити путінський.
As it turns out, Putin sent cadets of the Moscow Higher Military School to fight in Ukraine. Formerly, the mission was stated as traineeship. The cadets were supplied with manuals on tactics and counter-sabotage with instructions on how to fight NATO forces. The security service also obtained assignment tickets without the destination or duration, military service cards and lists of the composite motorized infantry battalion that include very many cadets and conscript soldiers. These documents will add to the evidence of the war crimes committed in Ukraine by the Kremlin regime in future international court trials. The holders of these documents had no chance to surrender or escape the just punishment for their crimes, said SBU spokesman Artem Dekhtyarenko. Distress and information arise from the unfortunate Azov port city of Mariupol that has been under Russian siege for 5 weeks. Russian troops already control some parts of the city. Residents who managed to get in touch with the mainland said that the Russians are using mobile crematoriums to cover up their atrocious crimes against civilians. They burned down bodies in order to destroy the evidence of mass killings. They began to do it after the world saw the massacres of civilians in Bucha and other liberated towns and villages near Kyiv. According to Ukrainian military intelligence reports, part of the Russian troops that retreated from Kyiv last week under lethal pressure from the Ukrainian forces are currently on Belarusian territory close to the Ukrainian border. Retreating, they left behind pull action mines and grenades in houses and vehicles and planted mines on the roads and fields and in buildings. According to Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky, it will take months or more to demine such a vast area.
Тільки за вчорашній день рятувальниками виявлено.
On Tuesday alone, more than 4,000 mines, unexploded ordnance and other explosives were found. One day of military action results in 1 month of demining efforts, so you can count the days of military action and calculate the time it will take to clear the entire territory, Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky said. Residents of the liberated villages and towns in Kyiv and Chernihiv region who survived 5 weeks of the Russian occupation share hair-raising experiences. Many of them had to drink unpotable processed water and baked cakes from the pet food. More likely than not, Russia will further use starvation as one of the weapons in its war against Ukraine. It purposefully and consistently causes a food crisis. Russian troops do not only plant mines in farm fields, but also loot and destroy farm and machinery depots in order to disrupt the spring sowing campaign. According to the mayor of the occupied southern city of Melitopol, Zaporizhia region, GPS trackers show that almost all the local agricultural machinery is now in Crimea and Chechnya. The invaders also grab fertilizers and crop seeds, and their missiles target fuel depots and food storage facilities across the country, which is one of the world's major agricultural exporters. Therefore, the Russian invasion poses a huge threat to global food security. Russia's war against Ukraine also poses a nuclear threat. At present, there are about 500 Russian servicemen and 50 heavy armored and other vehicles on the premises of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant that actually hold the plant personnel hostage. According to Energy Minister Herman Halushenko, Kyiv receives information on the situation at the nuclear power plant, but there are also people from Russia's state nuclear energy corporation Rosatom, authorized by Moscow as technical supervisors. At present, the plant is operating at limited capacity since Russian bombs and shells have damaged some of its supply and transmission lines. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant is now under Ukrainian control and is guarded by National Guard troops. As we have reported, the retreating Russian troops totally looted the administrative building and auxiliary facilities of the plant and the hotel where they stayed. They took away computers, office furniture, and even tableware.